Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The left fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting third. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting sixth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill McCann. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bill McCann. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, George Metkovich. Batting second. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting 8th. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Don Black. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Don Black. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey takes first base on ball 4. Joost moves to second. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow strikes out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Black fields it and throws to first for the out. Joost moves to third. McCoskey moves to second. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCann fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar takes first base on ball 4. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a pop-up, foul, towards the mound. Black settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Gordon moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black bunts towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Suter covering, for the out. Gordon scores. Hegan moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-1 in the game. Metkovich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hegan scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill McKen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Joost is called out on strikes. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McCoskey takes first base on ball 4. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-for-1 in the game. Vallo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Binks now playing right field. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Edwards hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman strikes out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rosar hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into right field. Binks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black is 0-for-0 in the game. He's got one RBI. Black hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Metkovich hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. Majeski hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill McKen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKen is 0-for-1 in the game. McKen hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McKen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Fain takes first base on ball 4. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Binks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Rosar hits a line drive towards first. Robinson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 2 in the game. Suter strikes out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 2 in the game. Majeski hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Black hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Metkovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovic is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Metkovic hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Black moves to second. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Edwards is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill McKen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKen is 0 for 2 in the game. McKen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Joost is called out on strikes. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks is 0 for 1 in the game. Binks hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fain for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 3 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Black fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Philadelphia Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.